From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea began on Saturday, less than a week after North Korea attacked a South Korean island. NPR's Rachel Martin reports the demonstration is meant to head off future North Korean aggression.
Several U.S. naval ships are taking part in the exercises, including the aircraft carrier the USS George Washington. Pentagon officials say the demonstration is defensive in nature and was planned well before the deadly attack on the South Korean island last week. Still, the exercises are meant to send a strong message to North Korea that the U.S. is committed to South Korea's security. The exercises are taking place in the Yellow Sea, west of the Korean Peninsula, and are expected to last till midweek. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Meantime, South Korea's military says the sound of artillery has been heard on the island. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says one artillery round could be heard coming from the north. It's not clear where it landed. Earlier, residents of that island had been ordered to take shelter. That order has since been lifted. The Oregon teenager charged with attempting to explode a bomb at a crowded Portland holiday celebration is due to appear in federal court on Monday. Chris Lehman of the Northwest News Network reports the 19-year-old appears to have been acting alone, according to authorities.
19-year-old Mohammed Osman Mohammed faces up to life in prison and a $250,000 fine. Until last month, he attended classes at Oregon State University in Corvallis, where the local imam says Mohammed was in many ways a typical college student. Yosef Wanley of the Salman al-Farizi Islamic Center says the teenager's arrest was a surprise.
We knew of him. A number of us knew of him. They were companions of his or friends of his. They would hang out with him. So he was living a regular student life. You know, he would go to his parties, you know what I'm saying? He would hang out with the frat brothers.
Wanley says Mohammed was not a regular at the mosque. He says the alleged plot does not represent the views of the Muslims who attend there. For NPR News, I'm Chris Lehman.
Federal terror experts say the plot of the Somali-born teenager may not be an isolated case. Homeland Security and counterterrorism analyst Rick Nelson says al-Qaeda groups are becoming more and more powerful, and all levels of U.S. law enforcement have to develop a more all-encompassing anti-terrorism strategy.
They have done actually a fairly good job of interdicting these plots. What we're going to have to see going forward, though, is a more integrated and comprehensive strategy come from the U.S. government on how to deal with this threat over the long term.
Nelson says there also needs to be a joint international effort against the growing al-Qaeda threat. The online release of more classified U.S. military documents by WikiLeaks could come as early as Sunday. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is warning leaders in Germany, Saudi Arabia, and others what might be contained in the documents, including possibly candid assessments of foreign leaders. This is NPR News. A young Pennsylvania dance student who disappeared last week while on Thanksgiving break in her hometown was allegedly killed by her on-again, off-again boyfriend who dumped her body in a park. William Fitzpatrick, Onondaga County District Attorney, says 21-year-old Stephen Piper is the chief suspect.
The new law affects fast food kids' meals that contain...
Jenny Lynn Watson was a junior dance major at Mercyhurst College in Erie, Pennsylvania. Piper has pleaded not guilty at his first court appearance. It was a good weekend so far for retailers. Many customers are buying gifts for family and friends and themselves this year. Sales figures are still being totaled for Black Friday, but crowds were said to be large at most malls and discount outlets. All consumers who decided to stay home and shop on Black Friday were busy as well. Online merchants are reporting a 16% hike in revenue. The web research company Core Metrics says the average was up $190. This is NPR. Pakistani police say a cargo plane crashed into a housing complex in Karachi, killing all 8 Russian crew members on board. But they say it could have been a lot worse. The plane narrowly missed hitting several densely populated apartment blocks. Most of the buildings that were hit were under construction and not inhabited. Local media reports say the plane was often used for ferrying humanitarian aid to developing countries. Terrorism is not suspected in the crash. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says he doesn't see a need to change the agreement requiring U.S. forces to leave his country by the end of 2011. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.
Support for